The Dutch national convicted last month in the sextortion of Port Coquitlam teen Amanda Todd will have to wait 3 more weeks for his sentence. On Tuesday, September 20, BC Supreme Court Justice Martha Devlin adjourned the 4-day hearing to the week after Thanksgiving, October 11-14, after the lead prosecutor, Louise Kenworthy, tested positive that morning for COVID-19. Kenworthy appeared by video as the judge. The three other prosecutors and three defense counsel met in courtroom 209 at the New Westminster Law Courts on what was supposed to be the first day of the sentencing hearings. Aiden Coben, 44, of the Netherlands, was also in the prisoner's box to hear the judge's decision on the delay. Dressed in the same navy blue shirt and black pants he wore during the 10-week jury trial, Coben showed no emotion as the sentencing dates were moved. Coben is convicted on 5 counts. Extortion, importing and distributing child pornography, possession of child pornography, communicating with the intent to lure a child, criminal harassment. Kenworthy told Devlin that Crown prosecutors and defense lawyers are far apart in sentencing submissions. During next month's sentencing, the judge will hear from both sides, as well as from Amanda Todd's parents, Norm and Carol Todd, each of whom will read victim impact statements. Before Tuesday's hearing, Carol Todd said that she was anxious about the reading her statement. She also told media that she researched online about sentences rendered in previous sextortion cases in Canada and the United States, and was disappointed with the results. Still, I'm hoping, with all the evidence, that Justice Devlin can make a good decision that we'll all be happy with. Asked by the Tri-City News what that would be for her, Carol Todd responded, "It's a close of a chapter because there's more work to be done in the areas of exploitation and sextortion on children and predators around the world. What that looks like for me is Aiden Coben will be kept in prison and off the streets. He won't be there to re-offend, and children will be safer for many years to come," she added. "That, in my heart, is what's been driving me, is that he will continue to be incarcerated in prison and we can all sleep a bit sounder. However, like Mr. Coben, there are thousands of predators out there that we need to make people aware of. And how easy it is to fall down that hole. How easy it is to convince a child just to be friendly with someone online and then move into the next stages." During the trial, the jury heard how Coben had lured Amanda Todd online, starting in November 2009 when she was 11, persuaded her to expose herself and distributed those images to her friends and family via her social media channels. Coben, using 22 fake aliases, continued with his persistent campaign of online sextortion against Todd until 2012, the Crown Counsel said during the trial, and followed her as she changed homes, municipalities and schools. According to a Facebook security report obtained by the Tri-City News, Coben was known for blackmailing girls for child exploitation images and videos, soliciting, creating and distributing child exploitation content, blackmailing men into sending money to avoid compromising sexual images and videos from being distributed to friends and family. At least 20 victims were from the UK in the case in involving Amanda Todd, who was Coben's only victim to die. Expert witnesses for the Crown, including police officers from the Netherlands, Canada and Australia, testified that Coben used the dark web, virtual private networks and scrubbing software on his multiple devices to hide his identity. On Tuesday, Todd cited a case in St. Paul, Min, where on September 14, a 31-year-old man was sentenced to 43 years behind bars after he pleaded guilty to 2 counts of production of child pornography, 1 count of possession of child pornography, 1 count of interstate communications with intent to extort. The American court heard how Yu Vang targeted more than 1,100 victims in 42 countries, including 500 girls across the U.S. in a years-long online sextortion scheme. "When you read the description, it was exactly what Aiden Coben did, so the predators are out there," Todd said. "It's up to us as a whole, as a global community, to make sure we bring awareness and build education out there."